they have an increasing national debt.
It would require lawmakers to actually cut spending such that the budget was on a sustainable path to balance. We're very, very far from that. In fact, the deficit is projected to grow to exceed more than $1 trillion well before the end of this decade, and interest on our debt alone will be consuming more resources than our national defense.
Well, she added, legislators are not looking as closely as they should be at ongoing programs. Congress wants President Trump to condemn only right-wing hate groups. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday passed a resolution that called on the president to unequivocally condemn the shameful and hate-filled acts of violence carried out by the KKK, white nationalists, white supremacists, and neo-Nazis at a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, but said nothing about the violence of Antifa. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the DOJ should take a close look at James Comey's actions and possibly file charges.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters on Tuesday that Comey leaked memos containing privileged information to the New York Times and gave false testimony to Congress. In reporting on Sanders' comments, Business Insider noted that Comey gave memos he wrote to a friend who gave them to a reporter. Comey's friend insists there was no classified information in the memos. A White House official told Business Insider the reference to false testimony referred to Comey's remarks about Hillary Clinton's emails when he appeared before Congress. Comey corrected the remarks after he testified earlier this year.
Retail chain Target says they plan to hire more workers in the holiday season. Here's Chris Barnes.
Target saying it plans to hire about 100,000 holiday season workers this year. That's 43% more than it hired last year. The retailer is saying it will also hire 4,500 people to staff its distribution and fulfillment centers through the holidays. Target is working to bump up its online business so as to take on Amazon and other retailers' online presence. I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Orrin Hatch introducing a bill in support of medical marijuana research. The bill would make it easier to conduct research on the substance as a safe and effective medical treatment. In a statement introducing the legislation, the Utah Republican used a few puns. He said, to be blunt, we need to remove the administrative barriers preventing legitimate research into medical marijuana. He said it was high time to address the issue. USA Radio News.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Hope you're having a great week. I'm going to give you an update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in Central Jersey today. This afternoon, showers with a high near 76. Late southwest wind, chance of precipitation is 80%. And then a chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m. tonight. Patchy fog after 9 o'clock, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Thursday, showers likely mainly afternoon, patchy fog before 11 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 78. And then showers likely mainly before 9 p.m. on Thursday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a low of 61. And then on Friday, a chance of showers. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 in the afternoon, patchy fog again before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 81. And then the showers continue with thunderstorms before 9 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 61, and then patchy fog on Saturday before 9, otherwise partly sunny, thank goodness, with a high of 79, and then Saturday night partly cloudy with a low of 61. Sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 81 and partly cloudy with a low around 60 on Sunday night. And then partly sunny again with a high of 76 on Monday, partly cloudy with a low of 58 on Monday night. And I'm excited because I'm going to the Wolverton Inn on Sunday morning for their amazing breakfast. We're going to tell you all about it because they're our guests today in studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, Talented People, right after this break. Thanks for listening in.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. Hope you're having a great day and staying dry. We were supposed to have late rain here, but it was like downpouring before. So I'm so excited today because we have a guest in studio with her son. Her name is Mary Pasa Alakwa, and she is the proprietor of the Wolverton Inn, a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, by the way, and her son Matthew is here as well. We're going to talk about this amazing destination right here in Hunterdon County that has been listed as one of the top 10 bed and breakfasts in this amazing country, the United States of America. One of 10, if you can understand the significance of that. I'm going to introduce Mary to you now. And Matthew, welcome to our show.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to everybody. Welcome to the show. And I look forward to telling you all about the Wolverton Inn in Stockton, New Jersey. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're so happy when we have pride and joy over an award-winning top 10 type of beautiful destination. It reminds me of being out in like an English garden or something. It's just unbelievable. And I'm letting you all know about this. If you happen to know the area of Stockton, New Jersey, can you give a little description? I know it's right around the corner from Surgeonsville Inn, which a lot of our listeners are very much familiar with. And then there you are, hidden,
sure,
tucked away.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeannie. Yes, we're 3 miles south on 523 Stockton Surgeonsville Road. As you pass the Bedine Farm on your right, you'll come over the hill. There's a beautiful rock wall. And then you'll approach Wolverton Road, which is about maybe a quarter mile north of Route 29. Mm-hmm. And then you'll turn right on Wolverton Road, and about a little, maybe 2 minutes down the road is where Wolverton Inn sits up on the hill. And during the wintertime, we can see the river, the Delaware River.
Oh, I
River.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and just as a landmark, we are 10 miles, south on Route 29, south of Frenchtown. Mm-hmm. So we're really kind of in the little corner right over the river into New Hope and Bucks County. But we are still in New Jersey. And people say, are we in New Jersey? And we say, absolutely, we are in New Jersey, in the heart of Hunterdon County.
Yeah. And I want everybody out there to know, I have been a resident for way too long in Hunterdon County, as well as my business partner, Colleen Kelly. And when I first came upon you, because you were supporting a cause, basically, I learned about your award, and I was like, what? I can't believe I'm here. And I want everybody to know, the Wolverton Inn, it's spelled with two O's, Wolverton. And one of the other parts about it that's like so sweet and it's so beautiful are the sheep that you have there too. Tell us about that, to get everybody to know to go to the websites, check it out while we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Sure, Jeannie. Well, let me take a step back and tell you a little bit about the history of the Wolverton Inn. So the Wolverton Inn was initially built by the Prawl family. So John Prawl, another famous name, one of the founders of the county. Many people might recognize the Prawlsville Mill. The mill is right down the street, down Wolverton Road and across Route 29, Risler Road, and many events take place there. It's a great landmark, well-preserved by the DNR Commission. So John Prawl and his family lived in the older side of what is now Wolverton Inn when it was a farmhouse on the hill. We actually have some documents, biographies that his grandson wrote, and we discovered those, and they're in our living room now for guests to review. And we welcome visitors to stop by if they care to learn a little bit more about the history of the county. And so the land was farmland initially, and I think the sheep represent that connection back to the days when Wolverton Inn was, it was known as many different things. At the time, it was North Ridge or the Prawl family home, but it was the house on the hill, then owned by the Wolverton family from the early 1800s for about almost 100 years.
Wow.
Into the early 1900s. It changed hands a couple of times. One point of fame I wanted to point out, I recently had a chance to view a DVD that was put together by some folks in Lambertville and others who were friends of St. John Terrell, and the Lambertville Circus. Well, St. John Terrell lived at the Wolverton Inn, formerly his private residence, I believe, in the 1950s.
Interesting.
So that's very interesting. We have one of our guest rooms named in honor of him. And it remained a residence until the early 1980s. And it's at that point that the owner, Ann Hackle, decided to convert the property to a B&B. It was a modest B&B at first, using the existing home and the existing rooms, and then changed hands a few times, and there were some significant investments that took place to really step the property up into the space of being a luxury inn, luxury B&B, qualifying for select registry status, and then bedandbreakfast.com and others. And like you said, this past year, we were honored with the award to become one of the top 10 B&Bs in the country. A surprise, well-deserved on the part of our staff and all the people who work hard to welcome the guests every day. But we're very proud of the event. We're very honored that we received that award.
Well, it's a very distinguished and prestigious award. So we're going to go to our break real quick. I want everybody to know this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and our guest today in studio is Mary Passa-Alakwa and her son Matthew. He's going to chime in a few minutes and tell us what he's thinking about the Wolverton Inn. And we want to invite you to stay with us. We'll be right back after our break.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People streaming live on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office in Flemington, New Jersey. And I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this show is featuring a local Hunterdon County-based bed and breakfast slash wedding venue and a distinguished one of the top 10 bed and breakfasts in the country. And I have Mary Pasa Alacqua and her son Matthew here in studio talking about it. We just learned a little history about this absolutely fabulous and beautiful getaway place right around the corner here in Hunterdon County. And now we want to find out from Matthew. Matthew, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do as ambassador to the Wolverton Inn?
Well, lots of people call me as the ambassador because I basically spread the word about the inn, but it's very fun. So before we moved here, about a year and a half ago, we lived in Essex County in South Orange. But when you move from Essex County to Hunterdon County, it's a huge change. You're basically moving from one side of New Jersey to the other, and you're going from a town to the country. And I've just never seen such a beautiful sight, especially with all the farmland. It's really beautiful, and I really like working at the inn with Chris, our groundskeeper, and Kevin, and all those really nice people. I like to mow the lawn there and at my house, so that's something I get to do now. It's very fun, and usually when I'm over there at the inn, I'll greet the guests and I'll show them where they can like check in and everything. So it's really fun, and it's a good experience.
You're so well spoken, and you are an ambassador, that's for certain. I want to tell me, like, you just made me really think of it in the eyes of you coming from Essex County. When you first, like, pulled in and saw that this was where you were going to be working and living, what are your favorite parts about the Wolverton Inn?
The sights and there's always something to do because I always love helping out at the weddings, and because that's really fun. But there's always something you can do to help with everything.
I know, and it is so beautiful. So I'm just going to give everybody a little description of what I've experienced. Pulling in the first time was about mid-June, and I mean the landscaping, the floor, the flowers, abundance, the green, you know, grass. It's almost like it's a stone place. It's got a water fountain in the back. It's got an area that you can sit outside with your people on the patio. You walk inside, and I love the way it's just so enchanting. It's absolutely meticulously spotless. The prism chandeliers, they don't have any dust on them. It's we pay attention to details. That's how this place became one of the top 10. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And then when you get to, there's a little sitting area, there's a piano, little dining area where they serve breakfast, and you can walk outside to the front doors that are like double doors, like you picture, like in an estate down in Georgia or so. It's all secluded too. Like you don't feel like you're anywhere near anybody, actually. And then you can go outside, and it's like every place that you turn, if it's left or right, there's seating arrangements that are very private. There's a wraparound type of front porch, and just flowers everywhere. And then there's the area where the wedding, the couples can get married at. It looks like something out of a movie, literally out of a movie. Yeah, you want to tell us about it? Go ahead. It's just so beautiful. And I'm looking at a picture of it right now. And they are spectacular weddings. I can honestly say it's almost so perfect that you almost think it was in a movie. You know what I mean? It's just perfect. And then they've got the outdoor tent that stays up year round. Is that right?
We keep the tent up from May to October.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That's right. You take it down. Yeah. And then, but that does accommodate up to 200 people. Is that what you said?
Yes, yes.
And it's got the dance floor, right. And it's air conditioned, and it's just extraordinary. It's beautiful. Heated.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Yeah, we do bring in air fans, or we can bring in heaters as needed to make it comfortable. It's actually in the shade.
So it is in the shade.
It's actually
you have
nice
to look at the website to take a look at some of the different, I want to say, features of the resort, also the rooms that you have. So did you want to talk a little bit about some of the rooms and tell us about the names of the rooms? And
sure, yeah. So we have 14 rooms. Mm-hmm. There are 8 rooms in the main house, 3 suites on the second floor, and 5 rooms on the third floor. And then we also have 6 cottages, which are outside, and they are all separate entrance cottages. They were built later, actually 5 were built about 15 years ago. But they, and then one was just recently renovated, and I'll talk about that in a second. The rooms were, the newer rooms were made to fit in very well with the property. So you look at them from the outside and think they've been here forever, but they're actually quite modern inside. And, you know, I think part of the charm of the Wolverton, in addition to everything Jeannie mentioned, thank you so much, Jeannie, for that wonderful description of the property and the impact it makes, it has when you walk on site, are that the rooms are meant to be comfortable, cozy, and, you know, give you the privacy and the luxury, the opportunity to relax when you're here, and have a feeling of being perhaps a little bit back in time, but also with those modern conveniences that we all need, such as Wi-Fi and, you know, a great comfortable bed and a feather bed if you'd like, gas fireplaces in many of the rooms, whirlpool tubs, sitting areas, outdoor seating for some. And the only thing that we don't offer to is a television. So that, which is actually a gift to you, which is a gift to you to have spend your free time with a book or with the person you're traveling with or, you know, dreaming, writing, as you wish, relaxing and enjoying nature.
It is a retreat. It really is
a retreat.
And that it's great that you don't have the televisions, but I will say it's an understatement as to how beautiful, when you're describing these rooms, people are catching on by the jacuzzi and the little, you know, the fireplaces and so on. But it is, they're meticulous and they're so welcoming. They balance everything perfectly. And I am not exaggerating to you all out there. I want to talk about some of the ways that people can experience the Wolverton. Mm-hmm. You know, like we talked about very briefly, it is a wedding venue site. Right. And I love the fact that the 14 buildings, you can actually accommodate an entire wedding and the entire family of the wedding for a whole weekend in the summer. Can you talk about that for a little
bit? Sure, absolutely. So our wedding weekends, as we can call them, would involve having the, let's say, the bride family, the groom's family, some of the attendants staying on property. So with the rooms that we have, we can accommodate 32 people sleeping. And, you know, with all of the other nice establishments in the area, people can find other places for their guests to stay if they need to stay overnight, and they can be bused to the property or they can drive on site and we can park the cars for them. And a wedding weekend would usually involve arriving on a Friday afternoon, and sometimes some of the family members even like to spend a few extra days with us. They might arrive early and make it a real weekend or a real getaway. And then, you know, the wedding will proceed. We have an on-site wedding coordinator. Her name is Kaylee. All of our staff steps up to support the wedding event for the weekend. But our wedding coordinator really focuses on the bride and the groom and the immediate family and what their needs are over the course of the next 48 hours. As they're getting through their rehearsal, they're planning a dinner. They could do the rehearsal on-site or off-site. We've had some great food trucks and barbecue stations and other venues come on for a casual event on a Friday night or maybe a little bit more upscale. But there's also many restaurants that people choose to go to on their evening before the wedding. The Wolverton breakfast is always available first thing in the morning from 8:30 to 10. We serve that in our dining room, on our patio and porches, or we can bring trays out to the room. But it's a great breakfast, three courses, freshly made, gourmet quality, and many choices, and we can always accommodate any dietary restrictions or allergies. So we do our best to please the guests and meet their needs and make them happy with their breakfast. And after that, we move over into the wedding, getting really ready for the wedding itself. And wedding can be held in our horseshoe garden, which is outside on the side of the building. Cocktail hours are on the lawn, and then we move over to our wedding tent for the main reception. And that's usually running until 10:30 in the evening. Could be followed by an after party if the couple wants to do that, or people can just casually relax as the guests, most of the guests go home, and then the next morning we start off with another Wolverton breakfast, and people gather. Other visitors may come back to say goodbye or congratulations to the happy couple, and usually around early afternoon, everybody's on their way, and it's quiet again. But
it sounds
really
like
beautiful,
the most perfect wedding ever. Mm-hmm. And what about, do you get to meet our ambassador here? Matthew is going to chime in. When you have a wedding weekend, do you kind of get to know the family and get to know everybody? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the most fun experiences for me. This just past wedding that we had this Saturday was very, the people were extremely nice, and all of the people were very nice. But, and I met everyone, the parents of the bride, the parents of the groom, the bride and groom. They're all very nice, and they always thank me for all the things I do, and it's just so nice of them. And because we all contribute to the wedding, and we all try our best to make their wedding perfect. So it's just one of the, a lot of things a lot of people don't get to do.
You are a very, very lucky boy. I would love to be in your shoes, that's for sure. Especially being surrounded with such, you know, beautiful things, the bride and the groom. It's all joyful, so nice. Mm-hmm. And then that's not even like the tip of the iceberg as to other things that you all offer as far as, you know, to the public. Your breakfast is open with mm-hmm. a 24-hour RSVP or reservation, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about that for a couple minutes?
Okay, sure. I'd be happy to do that, Jean. Thank you. We do serve a wonderful breakfast. It's been recognized as one of the highlights of staying at the Wolverton, and we offer that breakfast to people in the community on Sundays, late mornings from maybe 10:30 or 11 to about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And we just ask that you call ahead and give us a reservation and let us know how many people you're planning to join up. And we'll be happy to accommodate you as long as we can. You know, not every weekend is available because some weekends we do have weddings going on or we might have some other event. But for the most part, if we can, we will. And we just welcome visitors to stop by and visit either way, even if you just come for coffee or you just want to see what the Wolverton is like. But we were happy to serve the breakfast on Sundays to other guests.
Yeah. I'm just looking so forward mm-hmm. to coming on Sunday morning. One of the colleagues, actually, here from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, formerly was with the Chamber of Georgia, mm-hmm. Ann Occupinti, is coming back with me over there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So now tell us about, let's go to our break real quick because it is halfway through the show right now. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This show is featuring one of the top 10 bed and breakfasts in the country. It's called the Wolverton Inn with two O's. Right here in Stockton, New Jersey, and we have the proprietor of the inn, Mary Passa Alacqua, and her son, Matthew, in studio here. So we're going to go to our break. We'll be right back, and stay with us on Talented People.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
25% of the houses initially have been destroyed and 65% have major damage. Basically, every house in the Keys was impacted in some way or another. This is why we ask people to leave.
FEMA head Brock Long talking to reporters about the devastation he has seen in the Florida Keys. Long on site for the Trump administration, where he'll be joined by President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump tomorrow. The White House still not confirming exactly where the president is going to be in Florida. 6 people are now confirmed dead and several others critical after a power failure knocked out the air conditioning at a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood Police Chief Tomas Sanchez told reporters officers were called out to the rehabilitation center this morning and found sweltering conditions inside. And a win for Texas legislators over their maps drawn for the 2018 elections. The Supreme Court has issued a stay on lower court rulings blocking those maps by a 5-4 decision. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. We're here in studio. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I have my guests from the award-winning Wolverton Inn here in Hunterdon County, one of the top bed and breakfasts, one of the top 10, I should say, in the United States. And Mary Pasalaka, excuse me, is here along with her son Matthew, and we're talking about the inn. We were telling you about the enchanting getaway that this literally... It's only like 40 miles most from Philadelphia, right? How far is it from Philly?
Well, driving would be a little more than an hour.
Yeah.
Just about an hour.
So if you're out there listening and you have someone who's planning on getting married, or if you're looking for someone for date night, you're looking for a holiday gift, or you're looking towards Valentine's Day and you don't know what to give your person, okay, we're gonna talk about this because it is the most perfect gift I've ever heard of. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell everybody, Mary.
Okay, happy to do that. Well, Jeannie, thank you. Yes, we have so many guests who give their friends, their family, gift certificates, and we certainly are happy to offer and send gift certificates. We also will give gift certificates as donations when we can to support the community. And, you know, what do you do with a gift certificate? Well, you have a wonderful night or two nights away at a lovely location and in a place that's so pretty by itself, but also very close to Lambertville and New Hope and Bucks County and all that this nice, beautiful Delaware River town region has to offer. And, you know, there's numerous things to do, which I'll let Matthew highlight in a minute. But I just want to emphasize that it's one of the interesting things for me is to meet people, and I always ask people where they're from, and some come from maybe 1 or 2 hours away, maybe New York City, maybe Philly, maybe Maryland, or they're passing through on their way to Boston. And there's a whole group of people who just come from 30 to 40 minutes away. Hunterdon County, Clinton, or I don't know, Flemington. You know,
You're only about 15 minutes, but you feel like 100 miles.
You feel like you've gone somewhere else. You've changed your view. You've gotten away from your own driveway. And so I like to say, make your date night an overnight. You know, just get away for 24 hours and refresh, sleep in. Go to a nice restaurant, make a fire in the fire pit, take a walk by the river, take a bike ride, and really, we have so many people that we host who have just been able to do that in the middle of the week. Maybe you can't get away for a weekend, or it's difficult, but you can sneak away overnight, and it's really a very nice experience. And from where we are in New Jersey, there's so many towns around us, and also across the river in Pennsylvania. Opportunity to so many people around here. And we encourage you all to come visit us. And if you can't come yourself, buy that gift certificate for someone you care for and give them a great experience as well.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, do it. I promise you will get the best gift giver in the club. So Matthew, tell us about, okay, so when you get these people come in and they stay for the weddings or just by themselves for the date night, what do they do when they're just looking for something to do?
So we have some local restaurants in Stockton, such as Via Ponte, a good Italian place for like pizza, soups, pasta. And then if you go down 523, all the way you cross State Route 29, and go over to Via Ponte, the center bridge that goes right over to New Hope is right near that. So you could just go over there. Lots of good restaurants there. Some good ice cream places there if you want to just have a nice dessert. And also on State Route 29, three miles, there's Lambertville, a very charming town where there's more restaurants. And there's a lot of great places to eat there, and some of my favorite restaurants are there too. And so when you're at the inn, you can also, like, rent bikes to go bike on the towpath and, like, have a picnic, bring a picnic backpack, and just have a picnic on a picnic bench on the side of the towpath. While you ride your bike, you can rent the bikes at the inn. Biking is really fun for me.
Yes, and like to your point where you don't have the televisions inside, you're doing things that you don't normally get the chance to do in the beautiful countryside, even taking advantage of, like you say, about Lambertville and New Hope's assets that, you know, if you live here, you just don't do it as much even, and if you're out of the area and you come out here, you wouldn't believe the river towns and what there is to do. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to do, really, painting, artwork, it's a very... beautiful, lots to do. So just go ahead and tell us a little bit more about, like, the ideas for date nights and some of the things that people, you know, give as a gift to.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I want to just I also add in that in addition to the date night concept or that romantic getaway, we have many guests who come mother-daughter or friends
nice.
Who are traveling together or friends who meet. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, you're... Your friend, I have roommates and old roommates and friends for, like, let's say in Maryland, you know, meet halfway in between.
Yeah.
And it's just great. We've also had many family, small family reunions, I'll say.
That's great.
Several generations that will meet, and maybe they'll take three or four rooms on a weekend or for 3 nights during the week. You know, that is just, for me, coming from a big family, it's very heartwarming to see families using our place as their base camp to get together and maybe go to the playhouse right across the river or come up to Flemington for an event or somewhere else in the county and just spend a few days together, but they'll use our patio space, our common areas, our living room, and make it their place. And it's wonderful.
We
really enjoy that. My husband, Mario, and I, we enjoy that idea of letting our place be your place, whether it's
sharing
for a wedding weekend
yeah.
or for a few nights that you're spending time with one
it
person.
Is like a place left back in time too, so you really do feel totally different when you're there. Also, I can see perfect place to get engaged.
Yes, we've had proposals.
I love it.
We'll stage them if you'd like our help. We've actually been behind the scenes on a couple of different.
That must be so much fun.
It is fun. It's a very happy place because you know, usually there's happiness in the air when people are visiting, they're on vacation or they're here for a special occasion, and it's very, very nice.
Well, tell us a little bit about your staff.
Sure. So we do have a great staff, and we have the staff that's with us is the staff that was there before we took over the inn almost 2 years ago, and we're very grateful to everyone who's still there. Highly committed, highly professional. Very, very well qualified and very good at what they do. We have three innkeepers, two full-time and one part-time innkeeper. And the innkeepers welcome our guests first thing in the morning. We staff the inn during the day, reception, reservations, assistance, concierge services, etc. Of course, we have two chefs on staff, groundskeeper, maintenance, housekeeping. It's the full service of what what we need to run the Wolverton. And we rely on partners, catering partners, landscapers and others, contractors as needed, you know. So we're really building a network of and continuing the partnerships that existed between the Wolverton and all the great service providers around the community.
So awesome. It's great.
Yeah.
Did you want to add something there?
I think we covered all most of the things about just again, it's a great place to get away for the weekend and enjoy the country life.
And so we're going to go to our break right now, talented people. It's already 3:40 in the afternoon. When we get back, we're going to turn the lens a little bit to how the Wolverton Inn reinvents itself midweek into kind of like I would like to say retreats for businesses, and there's space there that can be used for your functions. So stay with us again. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I have the owner of the Wolverton Inn in Stockton, New Jersey, Hunterdon County here, one of the top 10 bed and breakfasts named by bedandbreakfast.com in the United States, which is incredible because if you actually were to take the number of bed and breakfasts and then look at that number and then can, you know, really think about it, that it's one of the top 10, we are talking about a very, very upscale place that makes you feel like you're not even in the, I want to say, you're not even in New Jersey. You're someplace very far away. Enchanting, beautiful gardens. I'm sure seasonally, every season must be just as beautiful because, I mean, it's just changing of the colors right now to the fall. So tell us a little bit about, yeah, Mary.
Yeah, so Jeannie, I just wanted to add something to your opening comments and let people know a couple of things about us. One is we are open year-round. Which is a little bit different. Some B&Bs close for certain times of the year, such as over on the Jersey Shore. They may close during the winter months, but we are open all year round. And people find really great pleasure in visiting us all times of year. We just capture all the seasons of this, you know, beautiful part of the country. Right now, of course, the fall is just gorgeous. And certainly you can get in your car and drive up into the mountains of New Hampshire and Vermont. But we have the trees. We don't have the mountains per se, although you could go up into the Delaware River Gap and you can start climbing those hills. But it is really, to me, just as beautiful.
It is absolutely
really just
lovely.
Yes, and you've got the farmland all around you and the harvesting time. And it's just so much fun. It really is. The snow creates a great, you know, kind of like cozy experience. The inn does have three working fireplaces. One in our dining room, one in our living room, and then one wood-burning fireplace in one of our rooms called the balustrade, which is a special room. It has a balcony on the second floor and a wood-burning fireplace. It's an original aspect of the building, which is really very, very nice. So I do encourage people to come visit all year round. We are also open 7 days a week. So we talk about weekends. Naturally, most weekends we're full. That's the time when most people can get away. But for people who are able to get away midweek, you don't need to stay more than one night. You can just come for one night or two nights midweek and enjoy that little getaway. So do encourage you to think broadly about when is a good time for you to visit Wolverton and know that we'll be open.
Yes. Oh, my God. And I can just picture it, all the different seasons. And you have a beautiful view of pastures and your barn out there. You know, let's talk a little bit about the meeting space and, and some of the type of venues that you like to host when it's not weddings.
Yeah. So when Mara and I purchased the inn, about a couple of years ago, we looked for not only a business that was thriving and doing well that we could continue to operate, but also one that had some potential to do more than what it was doing in the present state. And we saw an opportunity to convert one of the rooms, which was formerly owner's quarters, an apartment, so larger than a guest room, a normal guest room, but still on the property. And we decided to create some multifunctional space. So what we did was we converted the apartment. We renovated it from all the way down to the studs to create a guest room with an additional bedroom. And then in the common area, we built meeting space and also added a kitchen. So what this is room is, it really is truly multifunctional, and I'll give you a couple of examples. It certainly serves guests who come and might have a third person. We do allow children over 12, and so I can think of some families who've come with a teenager or maybe a mother or a mother-in-law, you know, another person or two people. It could also accommodate two couples. And there's 1.5 baths, and there's some sitting space, and there's this common meeting space. And I would also think we were able to keep some a family that couldn't get back to Texas. So we actually hosted them for a couple of extra days, and they were able to use the apartment, just comfortably stay until they were able to catch a plane back to Houston. That really made us feel good that we were able to, you know, just give them help when they needed it and be neighborly in that regard.
No, that's what you guys are all about.
Yeah.
And Matthew's really got the whole thing going as well.
That's really important. Very, very important to always.
Yes,
always
it's very personal. You guys are very much family. Mm-hmm. And when you come in, you feel that way. You feel like you guys are taking care of whoever's there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to point out, before I get back to the meeting opportunities that we have now for the community, that what makes Wolverton a little different, and why would we receive that award? I think it's in addition to the recognition of the quality of the stay and the feedback from the guests, but it's the experience. You know, you mentioned the sheep, and we didn't really get into that in great detail, but having 5 sheep on our property in a place where people can sit and watch the sheep is very therapeutic, and guests have told us that. Somehow being connected to nature, being connected to the animals, just relaxing, looking at the frogs in the fountain. There's something very nurturing about that, even for, you know, adults, not just for young people. And so coming to the Wolverton, you have that experience of just being, feeling like you're far away, but yet you're really not. You don't have to fly across the country to get to a place that's very, very restful and peaceful for you. And restorative, I guess, is the word.
It's the perfect word.
Going back to meetings, we are very happy to announce, I guess, the opportunity to host small groups, let's say up to comfortably about 12 people in our meeting space. We have a round table. I like to point that out because I love having a round table. It was my former dining room table in our home, and we hosted so many different family dinners. And it's always nice to be able to see everybody equally around the table.
It's awesome.
It's really a cool
Well, and also for like business meetings and stuff, being in a round table, you can actually, everybody can be part of it.
Right.
It's really great for that type of, you know,
it's
venue.
Right. It sort of creates a unifying experience or dialogue. Mm-hmm. And the room does have, I mentioned earlier, Wi-Fi. We have a large screen, which is a TV, but also a screen for PowerPoints and presentations and discussion topics that people would like to go over. And, you know, the rooms are available for a retreat-type setting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this week we have a business, a team, a leadership team who's here with 5 or 6 of his, you know, leadership colleagues. And they're staying at the inn, and they're meeting up in our meeting space, and they're going out to dinner, and they are taking
some walks,
getting some breakout time together, and it's really, really working out quite well for them. And we can certainly arrange catering if they need to have some meals brought in. We'll offer them our breakfast, amenities during the afternoon, soft drinks, coffee.
A lot of people out there listening, you know, are working in their offices right now, and they're I'm just trying to remind them that sometimes the tendency may be to just go get a hotel room, rent a space, and go take your people out for the day, you know, to a conference center or something like that. And yours has the ability to man all of that and actually put it in making everyone feel very much respected and, you know, get so much done without interruptions.
Right. And I think it can be inspirational, you know, in the sense of, let's say for some particular lines of work, the artists. We've had artists from Lambertville come up and ask about running workshops on our property, writers' workshops, book discussions, yoga, meditative-type retreats, or even yesterday I was talking to someone who organizes couples workshops.
Oh.
So we may do something in sometime later next year, perhaps. As an idea, so there's the I think the list is endless as far as
book launch parties,
book launch parties, and other events. So we're really excited to launch the meeting space and again create the opportunity for small groups to get together and really work together collaboratively. Mm-hmm. And then as you sort of you mentioned the book launch, that's a different type of opportunity where we can host an event other than a wedding.
Oh,
so we have our tent. And our large tent, which can handle 150 to 180 people, and we'll be looking forward to talking to groups that might be interested in holding an event at the Wolverton during the warm months when we can be outside.
Absolutely. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. And, like, you know, to the point about a book launch party where there's so many different types of people that have to come to it, the press, the colleagues, there's a lot, even awards dinners. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there can be companies listening right now that may be having an award ceremony that they need to get the space for, that they could bring all of their employees and then, you know, whatever is on their mind. But you have that ability.
That's right. That's right. And we'll be putting more information out on our website and creating some special printed materials specifically for meetings and events beyond the weddings.
Great.
So stay tuned.
Yes. So, Matthew, are you over there? Would you like to add anything for the end of our show here?
Hard question, because I feel like I've covered most things, but as I said, there's always something to do.
Great. What about you? Mary, last words?
Jeannie, I want to thank you very much for hosting the show and for inviting us to the show today and for all your support and your enthusiasm for the Wolverton Inn. I really look forward to having breakfast with you on Sunday.
I'm looking so forward to it.
Seeing Georgianne again, and want to say thank you to all the listeners and welcome you anytime to visit.
Perfect. And I will tell you that it's my sincere, you know, with all sincerity, being here today and being able to share with everybody is all I want for all of our listeners out there, because it's an experience that literally I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed. But Matthew, you wanted to add one more thing?
Yeah, just make sure you come for Sunday brunch. just make sure you call ahead. And the Wolverton Inn's phone number is 609-397-0802. That's 609-397-0802. Just call ahead and call us for a Sunday brunch. And the meals are very good. Astonishing.
Yes, I've seen and I know. I can't wait. Well, again, just a reminder, the Wolverton Inn is one of the top 10 bed and breakfasts in the country. They are a magnificent wedding venue. They have the ability to host the entire wedding on location. And they can even host up to 14 different, you know, participants in the wedding in many different ways. And then from there, they have their date night offerings, which if you want to get a gift certificate, if you're looking for something for the holidays or birthday gift or anything for someone in your life, then don't forget to give them a call. Don't forget the breakfast, like you said. And also now the meeting spaces are available here in Hunterdon County if you'd like to, you know, if anybody out there listening would like to arrange to come out to the country in beautiful Hunterdon County. The Wolverton Inn is the destination to go to. All right, so thanks again for being here, guys. And thank you all out there for listening. I hope you have an awesome afternoon, and we'll be back next week on Talented People.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.care.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
25% of the houses initially have been destroyed and 65% have major damage. Basically, every house in the Keys was impacted in some way or another. This is why we ask people to leave.
FEMA head Brock Long talking to reporters about the devastation he has seen in the Florida Keys. Long on site for the Trump administration, where he'll be joined by President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump tomorrow. The White House still not confirming exactly where the president is going to be in Florida. Six people are now confirmed dead and several others critical after a power failure knocked out the air conditioning in a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood Police Chief Tomas Sanchez told reporters officers were called out to the rehabilitation center this morning and found sweltering conditions inside. And a win for Texas legislators over their maps drawn for the 2018 elections. The Supreme Court has issued a stay on lower court rulings blocking those maps by a 5-4 decision. USA Radio News.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
With America's national debt topping $20 trillion, conservative groups are speaking out about failures by members of Congress to trim the budget. Romina Bacchio of the Heritage Foundation spoke with USA Radio News. She said they went through the budget line by line and found ways the budget could be easily cut.
About $90 billion in cuts we can just make from one year to the next without affecting any federal programs that are either proper within the federal budget or have shown themselves to be effective. So there's quite a bit of money there.
Bocci added members of Congress need to be more open to cutting programs seen as entitlements. Gay activist groups are strongly protesting a new report that says artificial intelligence can tell whether a person is gay or straight based on their face. They call it junk science. Stanford University researchers reported AI correctly guessed gay men from straight men 81% of the time and gay women from straight women 74% of the time. USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The prosecutor in the Jody Arias murder trial being cleared of charges that he violated state laws.
Juan Martinez rose to celebrity status known for his flamboyant prosecution tactics during the murder trials in 2013 and 2015. The State Bar of Arizona filed several complaints against Martinez for a book he wrote about the Arias case and alleging Martinez fed information about the Arias trial to a holdout juror. A judge with the Arizona Supreme Court took just minutes to dismiss the allegations against Martinez after a full day of testimony Tuesday. Legal circles now call Martinez Teflon Juan. I'm Jason Campadonia.
No, they aren't naming the baby's king, but two little ones will forever have a connection to a fast food restaurant.
Have it your way. Have it your way.
You know the slogan, and apparently so do two baby boys, both opting to be born at a Burger King in Denville, not inside the restaurant, but in its parking lot on Route 46. One baby boy born last Friday night in the backseat of a car when his mom went into labor. The other born 25 hours later, back-to-back babies. And get this, both delivered by the same police officers. Is that worth free Whoppers for life? Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
The Cleveland Indians now sharing the American League record for consecutive wins. The Tribe blanked the Detroit Tigers 2-0 in Cleveland last night. It's their 20th straight victory, tying the 2002 Oakland A's for the longest streak in the junior circuit. USA Radio News.